There are no natural processes in creation. They are all supernatural. Evolution was not the means or a means by which God created. It was all supernatural and miraculous. There's only one record of creation, Genesis 1 and 2. You can believe it or you can reject it, but that's all there is. You say, well, wait a minute. Don't creatures change? Yes. Don't plants change? Don't animals develop and mutate within species? And isn't there progress in growth? Yes. And all of that is true and has absolutely nothing to do with creation. Nothing. How the created material reality operates, we can observe. How the created material functions, we can discern. But watching the way it functions and the way it operates gives us, listen to this, no information about its creation. None. Doesn't tell us anything about how it came into existence in the first place. Let me give you an illustration. Let's say that you lived in Jerusalem at the time that Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. And you met Lazarus. Hi, Mr. Lazarus. Nice to meet you. You felt his hand. Wow, you were dead, huh? I was dead. You're alive, right? Yeah. Could I hang around you a little bit? I want to kind of observe that. I'd like to do a little analysis of you. Sure. And you followed Mr. Lazarus around. You watched the way he walked. You watched the way he talked. You watched the way he scratched his head. You watched the way he ate. And you observed him. Maybe you kept a little record of all the things that he did. You could keep observing Lazarus as he did his daily living for the rest of his life, and it would tell you nothing about how he came back from the dead. Nothing. Because his resurrection had nothing to do with any of those natural processes. It was a supernatural miracle. Or let's say you were in Galilee, the